mirror.
Beauty is within.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
twinsies.
I kind of love it.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Bernie Sanders takes aim at Disney. Campaigning in Southern California, the Democratic presidential candidate saying many Disneyland employees live in poverty while the parent company rakes in billions of dollars. This comes as Hillary Clinton presses Donald Trump to make his tax returns public. We get details from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Let's see what you got there.
That's Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton keeping the pressure on the presumptive GOP nominee Donald Trump to publicly release his tax returns. Campaigning in Southern California, Clinton says Trump won't do anything to improve the U.S. economy. As she makes that point, she channels her husband, Bill Clinton, to the delight of her supporters.
I remember way, way back in the 1990s, as my husband might say.
Clinton saying the U.S. economy simply works better when Democrats are in the White House. California holding its big primary on June 7th. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Atlanta, South Florida, and Los Angeles going to be hosting Super Bowls. Atlanta will host Super Bowl 53 in 2019 at the Falcons' new Mercedes-Benz Stadium. The Miami Dolphins revamped stadium will be the site of Super Bowl 54 in 2020, and Los Angeles will host Super Bowl 55 in 2021 at the Rams' new stadium in Inglewood, California. Alison Porter is the season winner of NBC's The Voice, winning the hearts of voters with her performance of the original song Down That Road. This is USA Radio News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
It's 8:05. Time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Starting off with an air quality alert effect for today. Because of the hot temperatures in the upper 80s, close to 90, the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection has issued a code orange air quality alert. It means that air pollution concentrations within the region may become unhealthy for sensitive groups, including children, people suffering from asthma, heart disease, or other lung diseases, and the elderly. Effects of the pollution can be minimized by avoiding strenuous activity or exercise outdoors. It's 63 degrees, clear skies, no chance of rain today. Sunny, highs in the upper 80s, west winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. For tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 50s, west winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. We've got a mouthful for tomorrow. Partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the upper 80s. West winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming southwest around 5 in the afternoon. Chance of rain, 30%. Partly sunny and a chance of showers and thunderstorms on Friday, upper 80s, 40% chance of rain. On Saturday, partly sunny, mid-80s. Partly sunny on Sunday with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, lower 80s, 40% chance of rain. 40% chance of rain on Memorial Day, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, mid-70s. And on Tuesday, mostly cloudy, 40% chance of showers, highs in the upper 70s. Temperatures in our area, we're already at 63 degrees. 63 in Branchburg, 64 at the county complex, 60 in West Amwell, 60 in New Hope, 56 in Stockton, Frenchtown. 63 in Phillipsburg, 60 in Califon, 66 in Tewksbury. It's 56 way up in Washington. Good morning, Hunterdon. It's Hunter Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good morning, Hunterdon. Big C here coming live from the Hunter River Commerce Office here in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the hotel, the famous Lindbergh Trial, and a little bit further down from the Veterans Monument, where the Memorial Day service will take place on Monday. It's my job to get you out and about in your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because over the wire word, none of it in the air. We're the only 24-hour talk community radio station in the nation, produced by Chamber of Commerce, and we are all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Well, it's UB40, a little red wine. Been a couple of iterations of this. This one seems a lot more happy and fun and enjoyable. And we'll tell you why in just a little bit. You might be surprised. It has to do with celebrations and observances. From BrianLox.com. We'll get there in just a bit. First things first, though, we got traffic to talk about. A couple of alerts have come up. Let's find out what's going on our Hunterdon County roads. It's hard to turn that off. All right, we have congestion on 78 of all places. Can you imagine that? Tewksbury, exit 24, County Route 523, Oldwick Road, Tewksbury, delays due to buying. And if you get past that one, well, you got 78 eastbound between exit 41, Dale Road, Plainfield Avenue, and Watchung, exit 43, County Route 655, Diamond Hill Road. Delay is due to volume. So eastbound is slow in two different spots as you make your way wherever you're going. Drive safe, sound smart. Good morning, Hunterdon. I'm Jimmer Radio Traffic. So what is on HuntingtonRiverCom's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We have Michelle Heidi on at 8:30, and I just got word that Diane Lane is not available due to an emergency. So we're not going to be able to do our vacation stint today. We'll see if we can get Diane back tomorrow. So the rest of the show is our eclectic mix of news, trivia, birthdays, and Hunterdon County information. We'll get all that to you, including how to celebrate Memorial Day. We're going to do that later on in the show to find out a place where you can give thanks, to give respect, to reflect on the world of Memorial Day and what it's all about, besides just happening to enjoy a barbecue at home. So check that out. At 10 o'clock, it's Modern Design. Richard Scuderi comes on twice on Wednesdays. The first hour, 10 o'clock, he brings some folks on to talk about tips and opportunities to have a very inexpensive way to revolutionize and upgrade the interior of your home. So he brings on folks that he works with, some service providers, and they come up and give you some ideas of really cool options, what the latest trends are. And he brings that to you every Wednesday from 10 to 11. Do you have kids? Do you like to teach kids? Do you love kids? Well, so does Kemper Maddox. She's on from 11 to 12, and she is Rocker, Raising Conscious Kids Radio. Kim brings on some really cool people to talk about how to help your technologically savvy, more sensitive kids who have been more aware of the world than ever before, how to raise them in a way that they understand, and because they're conscious of the way the world is working earlier than anybody else. So she wants to help you, parents, teachers, grandparents, influencers of children, guardians, to help them have a conscious, happy, and successful life. So that's Raising Conscious Kids Radio. Counselor Chat with Ruth Altamora Roll is on from noon to one. Ruth brings her 30 years of experience from Flemington as a licensed professional counselor to help you with coping skills, support, parenting, relationship skills, anger and stress management, addiction, anxiety. She brings all that to you. She'll even take call-ins if you wish to give her a call. The phone number at the studio is 908-237-0410, and she will not refer to you by name. She'll only refer to you as caller and use your question as a springboard to giving the answer not only you, but to everybody else that might have a similar concern. So that's Counselor Chat, Ruth Altamura Roll. Modern Design Dilemmas with Richard Scuderi is on from 2 to 3. Richard comes back to the studio, and what he wants to do is go through the challenges that you're facing so you can get in touch with him any way possible. Tweets, texts, Facebook messaging, email, phone calls, you name it, he'll receive it, and he wants to answer your questions and come up with answers for your challenges. Talented People with Jeannie Murphy and Colleen Kelly. Jeannie Murphy and Colleen Kelly are on from 3 to 4 today, and then we're doing a rewind from 4 to 5. But they always introduce you to very interesting people who are making a name for themselves that Jeannie and Colleen have come in contact with as part of Jeannie Murphy Public Relations. That is the entire HuntingtonBurgerCom lineup. It's all there on the HuntingtonBurgerCom website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingtonBurgerCom. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a moment.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908 908- 713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterdonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business. One business at a time.
Me got no wish on me mind. It is the chocolate chip kind. Me look at you and me tell. You may have snickerdoodle. Me trade me soul for a bite. Me spell it.
Well, you might recognize that individual. That's the Cookie Monster from Sesame Street.
You cookie showing and
man, you can't beat a day like this. Celebration observances for the week in a day. National Safe Boating Week. I'm going to keep emphasizing this until I can't emphasize it anymore. I'm very concerned with people who go on the Delaware and anywhere else. Round Valley Reservoir, Spruce Run, boating. Don't have their life preservers on. We've lost some people last year. We'll lose people again if you're not careful. Between that and Safe Swimming Week. Teach your kids how to swim. Healthy and Safe Swimming Week. We need to teach kids how to swim. It gives them confidence. Many of the organizations teach it for free. Do it. It's one of the best gifts you'll ever give your children. National Backyard Games Week. Hey, Memorial Day is coming up. Probably a good idea to come up with something like that. Week of Solidarity with the people of non-self-governing territories. Starts today. On the 27th, Mudbug Madness Day is National Polka Weekend. Play a little Lawrence Welk in a bit for that. Old-time player piano weekend, Black Single Parents Week. starts on the 29th, the National Tire Safety Week. Especially when you're doing a lot of traveling during the summer months, check the tires, get them rotated, check the tread wear. For today, well, it's National Missing Children's Day. It's National Tap Dance Day. National Senior Health and Fitness Day. It's Nerd Pride Day or Geek Pride Day. It coincides with the debut of Star Wars that happened in 1977. Towel Day. It is World MS Multiple Sclerosis Day. It's National Wine Day. And it's Cookie Monster's birthday. Let's see. We can combine cookies and wine, and I think we're pretty much having a good day. Celebration observances for the week and a day from BrownieLox.com and the Cookie Monster. Pick something, get involved. Chocolate pudding, it no phase me, but you got cookie, so share it, baby. Well, hopefully that put a little smile on your face. How about this one? Sally Graziano of NJ.com reports on the 24th that model in Ghana who sang for president is now an RVCC grad. So when you folks think that you've got challenges, check this out. Angela Bamford is a determined young woman whose goals are to educate women and eradicate illiteracy in her home country of Ghana. The former Milford resident took a big step in that direction when she graduated from Raritan Valley Community College recently. Quote, it's definitely not easy to be an international student in America, she said. But regardless of the barriers, educating yourself is the key to breaking poverty, to breaking literacy, and to being a better version of you. Then she said, we can go back to our countries and be the charge and be the change we want to see. Bamford's seen a lot of change herself. At 12, she was the tallest in her class and was recruited by a modeling agency, which led to her competing in the first ever Fashion Week in Ghana. Modeling led to commercials and then led her to recruitment by a band and a record deal. We were big enough, we got to perform for the president, she said, at her group D3, which stands for Three Diamonds. Bamford was 15 when she joined D3 and stayed with it several years, going on a video tour in China, in Ghana, and pulling in a nomination of Best New Act of the Year at the Vodafone Ghana Music Awards. And then Bamford put on the brakes. I decided my education should come first, even though the singing was fun and we were starting to make money. I figured I could go back into music later. She loves to travel, and I am very curious, Bamford said. She signed up for the exchange program to study in America and ended up attending North Hunterdon High School for senior year. She credits her host family, Richard and Laura Shaw, and their four daughters for their drive to succeed. They called me their fifth daughter, she said, and I had to hold my own. At Raritan Valley Community College, she carried a five-class load each of the four semesters she was there, served as president of the Phi Theta Kappa Honor Society this year, and held down three jobs to finance her stay in the U.S. She worked as a part-time nanny, worked on a campus in the advising counselor's office, and as a tutor. She also served as a student ambassador and has been involved with such campus groups as Rotor Act, Sister to Sister, the campus radio station, and the Record Student newspaper, and she graduated magna cum laude. Balancing three jobs and all that was crazy, she said recently. For motivation, she thinks of her three siblings and her six half-siblings back in Ghana and her mother. They're the reason why I'm here and working hard. My mother never went to school, and because of that, she's had some struggles. I decided at a very young age that I wouldn't happen to me. I can secure a better future for my siblings with my success is their success. When Bamford's mother was young, educating women was not a big thing in my country, she said. I'm very passionate about educating women. When you educate a woman, you educate a village. To that end, she's working towards starting a news network in Ghana that will broadcast unfiltered news, she said. The news here about Ghana is always negative. You never hear the wonderful things Africans are doing in the world, and she plans to use that access to information through quality content and to eradicate illiteracy. First things first, though, Bamford has to decide where she'll study liberal arts and communications. Possibilities include Rutgers and Montclair in New Jersey, Syracuse University, or possibly Cornell in the spring. She says she's already had two amazing years at RVCC. I have a family at RVCC, from President Michael McDonough, Dean Diane Lemko, Dean Richeline Dashield, and Danye Collins, Greg DeSantis, Ronnie Weil, my professors, Carl Lingskoog, Ronald Tyson, Bick Trout, Mark Bezanson, and among others. I had a family that supported me and pushed me to be the best. For that, I will forever cherish my experience at RVCC. Wow. How about that? I had the pleasure of having this young lady on my show not too long ago. We're talking about the Honor Society and all the other things that she was doing. She has involved in so many things, and a very compelling lady. So she brings it all to the table, has an idea of changing the country, and yet we have so many students here who look at the world and waiting for them, the world, to pick them. Instead, the world did pick this girl, and yet she still decided to shun it and do it her own way. And no doubt, with the drive that she's got, she will take all that work, not only to influence New Jersey, the United States, but also her home country of Ghana and her family. That is why that is vitamin C for today. Celebrity birthdays, including the Cookie Monster. We already did him. The Johnson Family Vacation, Gabby Solel is 21 today. House of Anubis, Bobby Lockwood's 23. The Original, Steven Kruger, is 27. Game of Thrones, Esme Bianco, is 34. The Hungover Games, Tara Jolie, is 36. Saints and Soldiers, Corbin Alfred, is 37. From Children's Hospital, Erin Hayes is 40. My Name is Earl, Ethan Suplee, is 40. From Inception, Cillian Murphy is 40. Molly Sims is 43, from Las Vegas. Justin Henry is 45, from 16 Candles. Octava Spencer is 46, from The Help. The House on the Prairie. Lindsay and Sydney Greenbush are 46 today. Malibu's Most Wanted, Jamie Kennedy's 46. Anne Heck is 47, from Wag the Dog. Magazine editor, Mademoiselle. Stacey London is 47. Kevin Heffernan is 48, from Super Troopers. A writer of Super Troopers. Perfect Storm, Joseph D. Reitman, is 48. From Divergent, Ray Stevenson, 52. The Diving Bell and the Butterfly, Anne Consigny, is 53. Austin Powers Movies, Mike Myers, is 53 today. General Hospitals, Susan Dial, is 54. One Life to Live, Hillary B. Smith, is 59. Connie Selica, is 61, from The Greatest American Hero. Patty Darbeville, is 65. From New York Undercover. Scorpions lead singer Klaus Meine is 68. Silver Linings Playbook, Jackie Weaver, 69. Room 222, Karen Valentine is 69. Actor and puppeteer Frank Oz is 72. So not only is he Yoda, but all the Sesame Street voices. Miss Piggy, Fozzie Bear, Cookie Monster, you name it. Frank Oz, 72. Singer Sing Along with Mitch Leslie Uggams is 73. I'm Not Lisa. Jesse Coulter is 73. Running Scared, Deanna Dunnigan is 76. The Lord of the Rings, Sir Ian McKellen is 77. Country music singer Tom T. Hall is 80. And the woman in black, David Burke, 82. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntingtonmirror.com and we'll get it on the show to celebrate. All right, we'll be right back. News up next, then Michelle Heidi. Hang on. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunter Maria Khan.
Radio News with John DeMaster.
There are reports that House Speaker Paul Ryan's getting ready to endorse likely Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. ABC News says that senior-level Trump campaign sources confirm that Ryan's going to endorse the billionaire businessman. Donald Trump is telling the people of New Mexico the Republican governor's not doing her job, the likely Republican presidential nominee unloading on Governor Susan Martinez at a rally in Albuquerque last night.
Since 2000, the number of people on food stamps in New Mexico has tripled. We have to get your governor to get going. She's got to do a better job, okay? Your governor has got to do it better.
Meantime, authorities in New Mexico calling what happened outside that rally last night a riot, where police officers were injured by protesters throwing rocks. At least one person was arrested. FBI Director James Comey scheduled to speak at a conference in Alabama about race and law enforcement. That happens today. And this is USA Radio News.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation vary.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Bill Cosby will go on trial for sexual assault. A Pennsylvania judge ordering the famous comedian stand trial over the allegations brought against him by former Temple University employee Andrea Constand. The top tax man could become a deduction if Republicans have their way. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the details.
Mr. Koskinen did not tell the truth to Congress. He provided false testimony.
That's the Republican chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Panel, Jason Chaffetz, speaking at the opening of a House hearing today, looking into, among other things, misconduct by John Koskinen in the aftermath of the IRS targeting scandal, which involved the IRS targeting conservative groups that were seeking tax-exempt status. Republicans say Koskinen made false statements and failed to fully cooperate with congressional investigations. In Washington, for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And a Kansas community surveys the damage after multiple tornadoes touched down yesterday. Two people critically injured. The National Weather Service saying more storms expected today. This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. I mean, you know, I love him.
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The head of the Transportation Security Administration will be grilled on Capitol Hill today. TSA Administrator Peter Neffinger will be at a U.S. House hearing to discuss long lines at major airports in the United States. About 220 million passengers expected to pass through airport checkpoints during the peak summer travel season. Neffinger recently announcing plans to move people through security more quickly. An expert on home care says it's time to pest-proof your home for summer. We get details from USA Radio's Anthony Lucero.
Bob Vila says the biggest problem this year will be stopping mosquitoes that might carry the dangerous Zika virus.
What you need to do is to have to a real close look at your property and make sure that you don't have any standing water.
Vila also says to plug any small holes you might find under windows or in walls because bugs can make nests there and then get into your home. You should also keep the inside of your home dry, especially in the roof areas and under sinks.
New Jersey lawmakers trying again to ban smoking on all public beaches, state parks, and municipal properties.
No buts, no way, Senate President Stephen Sweeney saying it's a quality of life issue.
If you look at beaches where they do have smoking, you see all it's they're actually treated like a giant ashtray.
Sweeney was in Belmar yesterday pushing a revised version of the bill vetoed in 2014 by Governor Christie. The Democratic-led Senate will vote on the measure tomorrow, followed by the Assembly. If the measure passes, it'll be the most far-reaching anti-smoking law of its kind nationwide.
That's Sarah Lee Kessler reporting, and this is USA Radio News.
It's time to talk with Michelle. We got her on the phone. It's she's running from building to building to get in the air conditioning. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. It's not as warm down here as where it is up by you guys. It's kind of bizarre.
Wow.
You go south, and it's actually quite pleasant and dry.
So, I'm jealous.
Yeah.
So, I'm jealous. Oh,
boy. So,
yeah, we're going from almost to summer.
Yeah, it went right into it, right? We went from the 60s and low 40s last week in the evenings. All of a sudden, high 80s will probably crack 90 today. Yikes.
Yeah, holy mackerel.
Yep.
All right.
So what happened with the markets now? Now we had a shot up. Nothing.
Exactly.
No news. What was the, or was
right.
there news?
Trying to figure out if there was anything in particular that drove the market to their best day since March. You know, there were some encouraging reports on the housing market. You know, I don't know that it in and of itself was enough to cause that optimism, but pretty much broke out of that range. The move was on the upside, and now the question becomes, well, you know, where do we go from here? And then so this morning when I wake up, I find out that the optimism is continuing because we did have Eurozone finance ministers agreeing with Greece, and the IMF on what they called a breakthrough deal that's going to address Athens' request for debt relief. So European stocks were trading higher, U.S. markets, as of a few minutes ago, the Dow was up about 70, S&P up 8, NASDAQ up 22. So again, that's kind of continuing the optimism. We had mortgage applications up 2.3%. We had, let's see, the advanced merchandise trade deficit, which is something that is relatively new. It's basically what the trade in goods is, so not goods and services, but just goods. And it looked like that deficit was little changed from the prior month. And so that was seen as a positive, meaning that, okay, you know, we're still doing okay. People are still buying stuff. But, you know, also on the flip side, we did have, we had Monsanto rejecting Bayer's initial offer, although it sounds like this morning Bayer might decide to go back with an even better offer. Not quite sure. We had Microsoft announcing that they're cutting 1,850 smartphone jobs, many of those in Finland. We had Tiffany cutting some of their guidance for the rest of the year. But we did have, actually, yesterday late in the day, we had Hewlett-Packard up quite a bit. Sounds like Hewlett-Packard Enterprises, CS Computer Sciences Corporation, is merging with them. So that was seen as a positive because, as we've talked about, you know, probably over the last 6 to 12 months, Hewlett-Packard kind of continues to try and gain some sense of direction. So it sounds like that was seen as a positive there. So it looks like on this Wednesday we're going to at least open with a follow-through of yesterday's positivity. But again, whenever you see days like that, it's always fun to peruse the headlines on the various websites because, of course, now you're, you know, seeing things like, well, the summer's going to be ugly. Oh, if you're short the market, you should change your strategy because we're going to keep going higher. So again, it's conflicting and nobody knows for sure. But the key is just to, again, as I always say, stay focused on your goals and your long-term money, not necessarily anything you need to be, not that you shouldn't be concerned about it, but, you know, if you have a need to access funds that are invested in the market, you know, short-term, again, if you've made some profits, it might be a good time to take some of those profits off the table, keeping in mind any potential tax implications, because, again, short-term direction can change quickly. Whether or not yesterday was an indication of some further upside before we see the next leveling off, not so sure. We'll have to wait and see what happens over the next couple of days.
All right. Yeah, I was just reading the same article you just referred to about Gartman saying that it's possible that the market could go up another 10%. But like you said, there's conflicting explanations as to when that would happen and why it would happen. But what's interesting is that the move that happened yesterday bounced off of a small low that we had back in early April, late March, I think it was early April, and we've been bouncing around to 2050 on the S&P. And now because we bounced off of that again and we're going up, there's a possibility we could be going up further. Now, here's the rub, and it's still the number 2100 and change. It's like 2105 or 7 or something like that. That is the all-time high.
Right.
And the question is, what will we do when that happens? So, that's where it's all going to come to roost. If we break through that, then Gartman and some of those other people are right. We're going to go up. If we don't, we're coming back down. So it's you got right now about a 25-point jump, so about a 1% opportunity between now and that 2100. I don't know if anybody wants to play that game and see if you can grab a 1% for the risk, but if it breaks through that 2100, then you might want to put more on the table. That's what's being talked about right now.
Yeah.
The other news that is the oil again. That seems to be the other thing that made a move yesterday, surprisingly, and got to $50 a barrel. So,
right. Because now there's concern that there might be a shortage supply.
Yeah, shortage.
Yeah, supply shortage. I'm like, wait a minute.
You know,
you're just talking about how much excess oil there was and how much of an overabundance was going on, and now we're talking about a shortage.
You know, with all the technology, you would think we would be able to keep track of some stuff like this, right?
Exactly.
The more information we have, the harder it is to keep track of stuff. Amazing. So, yeah,
exactly.
Surprise, and we went up 200 points, so we'll see what happens. All right.
Absolutely. All right.
All right. So you are running for cover.
Exactly.
It's going to be warm today, and it's a bad air quality. It's code orange today, so be careful about that. I know you're a runner, so it's not a big deal for you, but if you know anybody that's susceptible to asthma, they should be staying inside today. So,
absolutely. I'm glad. Yesterday we had Girls on the Run and we did our practice 5K. Our real 5K is on June 4th, and I'm glad it was yesterday and not today or tomorrow.
Definitely.
It was hard enough being out there in the heat yesterday, but
cool.
At least the air quality wasn't too bad.
Excellent. All right. Well,
all right.
The weather's still good. Monday might be a little cloudy now, but we'll see. It might push out into Tuesday. But the rest of the weekend, it's looking still very good, Saturday and Sunday.
All right. Like a plan.
Cool.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. Hey, can you hang on before we sign off? I want to talk to you off air, but before we go.
Absolutely.
But Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. That is
All right.
That is Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates, Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Jeannie, and Tony do the Some Things About Money show at 11 o'clock, along with Michelle. And Michelle does the investment update with me on every morning at 8:30. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Huntington in just a moment.
Someone said drink the water, but I will drink the wine. Someone said take a poor man, the rich don't have a dime. Go fool yourselves if you will, I just haven't got the time. Yes, you can drink the water, but I will drink the wine.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Huntington on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Huntington Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Huntington County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Huntington Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time. Well, polka weekend is coming up. How can I combine polka and wine? A little Lawrence Welk, that'll do it. Not exactly polka, but he is known for it, so. Alright, we move on.
some news that's going on in Hunterdon County. The PennEast Pipeline continues to bubble up. Concert and silent auction aids group fighting PennEast Pipeline. That's right. It costs money to fight the business. And Craig Turpin reports on the 25th that HALT, PennEast, which is known as Homeowners Against Land Taking, a group of landowners opposing the proposed PennEast Pipeline, will hold a concert and silent auction on June 4th from 7 to 10 p.m. It'll happen at the Prallsville Mill, according to a news release. The funds will be used towards the group's legal fund, as well as other activities. It was stated in the release. Formed earlier this year, HALT PennEast has already filed a lawsuit against PennEast to stop the company's unlawful trespassing on private property. Quote, our communities will forever be changed if the PennEast pipeline is approved, said Jacqueline Evans, who's a member of the organization and the owner of property that is in the path of the proposed pipeline. Please come out on June 4th and help us stop this destructive project. The proposed 118-mile, 36-inch natural gas pipeline would stretch from the Marcellus Shale region of northeast Pennsylvania to Hopewell Township in Mercer County. Elected leaders at both the county and municipal level in Hunterdon and Mercer counties have opposed it, in addition to the property owners and environmental groups. Those opposing the pipeline say it would threaten thousands of acres of preserved land and impact protected streams and drinking water. If approved, more than 400 homeowners would lose their properties to PennEast, a private company, through the use of eminent domain, said Vince DiBianca, one of the homeowners impacted and a trustee of HALT. Supporters of the PennEast pipeline state the pipeline will reduce the cost of natural gas in New Jersey as well as generate jobs. Those who oppose the project have questioned both statements. On June 4th, concert will feature the music of Spencer Johnson Band. The opening act will be Spittoon. Tickets are $50 each and include beer, wine, light snacks, and dessert, and can be purchased by calling 609-483-5530, or you can go online. Cuban pork and vegetarian sandwiches and ice cream will be served courtesy of Dish Catering and Ow Ow Cow. I wonder if that's Delish Catering, if that's our friend who used to be a host here. The website to get the tickets is haltpenneast.org/events. So if you'd like to look at that. So hey, being proactive, trying to get money, financing, doing something to raise some funds, and fight it. I got to admit, majority of the information that comes our way to report on is all negative towards PennEast, and I am certainly not pro the PennEast pipeline. It doesn't affect me personally. It affects, obviously, my county. And based on the news that I get, it sounds as though PennEast is not doing things according to plan. Seems like it's being underhanded, but I'm only getting one side of the story. So I don't know how you get a balanced version of the story, because the only information that we seem to be getting is from the negatives. And if that's the truth, then so be it. We have a problem and we have to get it fixed. It seems highly important on the part of PennEast that they get it done. And it seems like Hunterdon County really gets no benefit whatsoever. Last but not least, just a wake-up call. We have this air quality alert. There's an article here from Kurt Breswine on Lehigh Valley Live that says ground-level ozone forecast Wednesday, highest levels in 2016. Lehigh Valley is within region of Pennsylvania and New Jersey under an air quality alert Wednesday. Counties under the alert include Lehigh, Northampton, Warren, and Hunterdon County, as well as surrounding areas. The pollutant of concern is ozone, according to the Air Quality Partnership of the Lehigh Valley-Berks area. Ozone is another term to smog, a gas molecule composed of three oxygen atoms, according to the American Lung Association. I did not know that. It's harmful to breathe and can aggressively attack lung tissue by reacting chemically with it. It's the same gas found in the ozone layer in the upper atmosphere that protects Earth from much of the sun's ultraviolet radiation. That I did know. High pressure building from the west will bring sunshine and the warmest temperatures since last September, according to the Air Quality Partnership. A full day of sunshine is in store for Wednesday, with the mercury soaring to the middle 80s. The partnership announced Tuesday the sunshine and warm temperatures will act to produce ozone at a rate not seen so far in 2016. The partnership forecast ozone levels Wednesday as unhealthy for sensitive populations, with a decline in concentration to moderate levels on Thursday. Particle pollution in forecast to be moderate Wednesday, Thursday in the Lehigh Valley. With code orange conditions for ozone forecast Wednesday, the partnership urges residents to do their part by conserving electricity, setting air conditioners at a higher temperature, choosing a cleaner commute, such as sharing a ride to work, refueling cars and trucks after dusk, combining errands and reducing trips, limiting engine idling, using household, workshop, and garden chemicals in ways to keep evaporation to the minimum, reducing or eliminating fireplace and wood stove use, avoiding using gas-powered lawn and garden equipment, and holding off on burning leaves, trash, and other materials. Air quality alerts are issued in conjunction with the Pennsylvania and New Jersey Departments of Environmental Protection. So there you have it. I didn't know about the ozone smog part of it. We're going to take a break. We're going to do the news and weather. We'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Donald Trump. ABC News says that senior-level Trump campaign sources confirm that Ryan's going to endorse the billionaire businessman. Donald Trump is telling the people of New Mexico the Republican governor's not doing her job, the likely Republican presidential nominee unloading on Governor Susan Martinez at a rally in Albuquerque last night.
Since 2000, the number of people on food stamps in New Mexico has tripled. We have to get your governor to get going. She's got to do a better job, okay? Your governor has got to do a better job.
Meantime, authorities in New Mexico calling what happened outside that rally last night a riot, where police officers were injured by protesters throwing rocks. At least one person was arrested. FBI Director James Comey scheduled to speak at a conference in Alabama about race and law enforcement. That happens today. And this is USA Radio News.
We all want to live long, healthy lives, and we know that smoking is not a part of making that happen. We all know the dangers, but we also know that it's tough to quit smoking and make it stick. And that's where Nickel Block comes in. It comes in a little bottle, and when you put it on the filter of your cigarette, it blocks the inhalation of tar and nicotine. So you got to check this out. Go to nickelblock.tv and find out more. You can also call 877-835-6060. Now, whether this is your first time quitting or your fifth, Nickel Block is your best chance to stop smoking for good. The taste doesn't change, and neither does your satisfaction. But what does change is your dependence on nicotine. And as you increase the number of Nickel Block drops, you'll gradually decrease your tar and nicotine intake. It's that simple. It's gradual. It's effective. Call 877-835-6060. Stop smoking. Make it for good this time. 877-835-6060 or go to nickelblock.tv.
Let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives.
Increase your tar and nicotine intake. It's that simple. It's gradual. It's effective. Call 877-835-6060. Stop smoking. Make it for good this time. 877-835-6060 or go to nickelblock.tv.
Let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
It is 4 after the hour, time for Chamber Radio weather. Starting off with an air quality alert for May 25th, New Jersey.